This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The Vatican has released a statement condemning the sexual abuse described in a U.S. grand jury report and said Pope Francis is on the side of the more than 1,000 victims. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
The abuses described in the report are criminal. They're morally reprehensible. These are acts which robbed the victims of their dignity and in many cases also robbed them of their faith in Jesus Christ.
United States Conference of Catholic Bishops called for the probe after the finding of the largest ever investigation of sex abuse by priests in the U.S. Catholic Church were disclosed. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has named Brian Hook as senior policy advisor, the special representative for Iran. Pompeo and Hook will lead the Iran Action Group and will coordinate the U.S. State Department's actions against Iran. Hook had this to say.
Our new strategy addresses all manifestations of the Iranian threat, and the new Iran Action Group will be focused on implementing that strategy.
The Trump administration announced earlier this year it would withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and has once again imposed sanctions on Tehran, calling the country a destabilizing influence in the region. Mali's President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita won a second five-year term with more than 67% of the vote in a runoff election. Opposition leader Soumaila Cisse received more than 32% of the vote on Saturday's runoff, and that had an estimated turnout of 34% amid threats of violence from extremist groups. Diplomats have called for calm and respect for the election results, with the UN urging everyone to settle disputes legally. This is VOA News. Officials are saying the death toll from the collapse of a highway bridge in the Italian city of Genoa this week has killed at least 39 people, and that number is expected to increase. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Searchers continue to comb through tons of jagged steel, concrete, and dozens of vehicles that plunge as much as 150 feet into a dry riverbed on the eve of Italy's main summer holiday. Genoa's chief prosecutor told reporters there could be between 10 and 20 people still unaccounted for. Italy's planning a state funeral for the dead in the port city Saturday, which will be marked as a day of national mourning. At least six of the dead are foreigners, four French citizens and two Albanians. I'm Zaria Shackley.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released from house arrest. Brunson is accused of espionage and terrorism. Earlier this month, the U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned Turkey's ministers of justice and interior in response to Brunson's detention. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused the United States of waging a targeted economic war on his country and has promised retaliation. At the Pentagon, that is the U.S. military headquarters, they are saying President Trump's military parade, which he wanted held on the national holiday known as Veterans Day, is being put on hold. AP's Jackie Quinn has our report.
The Bastille Day celebration in France is what's said to have inspired President Trump to call for a military parade in Washington. He wanted it for Veterans Day, but now the Pentagon says it will not happen in 2018. A spokesman says they'll look to see if it can be arranged for next year. U.S. officials told the Associated Press earlier that parade would cost about $92 million. Those preliminary estimates are about three times more than what the White House had suggested. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
12 former senior U.S. intelligence officials have issued a statement on what they call the ill-considered and unprecedented remarks and actions by the White House regarding the removal of John Brennan's security clearances. The statement is in reaction to President Trump's decision to take away former CIA Director Brennan's security clearance. Mr. Trump also is considering removing security clearances for nine other past and current government security officials. You can get more news by going to our website. Check us out at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.